You're listening to SBS News.
Farmers across Australia say they're facing a labour shortage crisis. John Fairley, who runs a dairy farm in Picton, southwest of Sydney, acknowledges there is an issue but says it's most acute in regional areas.
We can find a good enough labour around here because we're close to a big city. But if you're out west, it would be a challenge finding skilled labour.
The federal government says its latest changes to visa rules will give rural farmers better access to skilled employees. Foreign workers trained in areas listed on the regional occupation list are eligible for four-year visas. 18 occupations have just been added, and many relate to the agriculture sector, including livestock, dairy, sheep and aquaculture roles. Gracia Kasuma from New South Wales Farmers says it will entice more skilled overseas workers to come and work in Australia.
Obviously, these roles were only in the short-term shortage list, which means that the visa was only available for 2 years. Yes, it's renewable, but then for somebody who needs to uproot their entire family to a foreign country, it doesn't provide them the certainty to give them the motivation to want to move.
While the industry welcomes the news, it says there are limitations, particularly in areas such as horticulture, where there is a demand for less skilled workers. Dr. Joanna Howe from the University of Adelaide co-authored a three-year study released last week into labour shortages in the horticultural sector.
Today's announcement doesn't actually do anything to help those farmers because they need pickers, packers and graders.
The study's findings revealed that 40% of farmers have not been able to recruit enough workers at some point over the past 5 years. Of those, Dr. Howe says 63% reported leaving vegetables unpicked.
So on some farms, growers told us about leaving produce to rot because they couldn't get the workers that they needed.
The industry has renewed calls for what they're calling an agriculture visa. Farmers spokeswoman Gracia Kasuma says the idea is that the visas could be tailored to meet the employment needs of the entire sector.
Can address different types of roles with different skills level, whether it's semi-skilled, low-skilled. And then the parameters and the protections for the employees can all be inbuilt within that scheme with consultation with industry.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.